I don't think lockdown helped. I'm a homebody, like I stay at home, and then maybe go like full on colour with like flowers or something. The food itself is going to be quite colourful, so you don't want to have it clashing a bit too much. When I say he's probably one of the funniest characters you'll ever watch, yeah, it has to be him. Oh yeah, there's a lot of places that people say are amazing, in my opinion, are overrated, but I would never say it because I don't want people to come for me.
Hello and welcome back to another episode. Today I'm chatting to Dee Omole of Dee's Basement, a confectionery studio based in East London specialising in unique nostalgic style cakes and postal desserts. Her madeleines are my personal fave, and also her adorable like bento box cakes, the like little mini ones. We've crossed paths a few times over the years on both brand projects and also at small business markets that we've both done, and she's worked with loads of impressive household brand names. I particularly love watching her videos on both like Instagram and TikTok, where she shares hilariously relatable content on what it's like running a business. So yeah, hope you enjoyed this one. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
I'm excited to chat to you about all your things. Before we get into it, do you want to introduction and let people know who you are if they haven't heard of you before?
Yeah, so my name is Dee. I'm the founder of a confectionery studio called Dee's Basement. It's just a fancy way of saying like it's not a bakery, but then it's not a cafe. That's why I come up with confectionery studio, because I do a bit of everything, cakes and different types of desserts for all sorts of events, private, public, PR, corporate, all of that. And I'm based in East London, and I've been full-time with it and doing it properly for, oh my gosh, 4 years now. Yeah, March 2020, so yeah.
Crazy. Did you start in lockdown?
Yeah, because I lost my job. Because I was in the restaurant industry.
Nice.
So I literally came in on the first day, and they were like, yeah, so we've let every, like all the newcomers, like all the new starters go. So someone was saying let's come in. So yeah.
Oh my God.
That was like March. And then I started doing postals during lockdown, and then just stayed full time with that.
So you literally started like straight off the bat in March?
Yeah, I mean, I was doing bits here and there, because I officially did it as part of my uni project in 2017, but I was still working in other places, so it wasn't full-time, it was just here and there, orders here and there, but consistently and full-time since 2020.
Wild. I can't even believe that COVID started that long ago. Like, my brain can't, like, fathom it.
And so it was, like, an anniversary of, like, first, like, official sort of lockdown sounds, and they're like, I posted this 4 years ago, and it's just like, I don't count those 2 years. I'm 27 now, but I'm technically 25, because I don't count the 2 years.
Yeah. I feel that deeply, turning 30 this year, and I was, like, really sick at the start of lockdown, like, where has it gone? That was the first time I heard of you, like, a couple months into lockdown, or a few months into lockdown, because we did, like, a thing together with a brand where I did the candle. Oh, and then
yes, the box. Yeah. Can we say the brand? I don't remember, but yeah,
I can't even remember who it was. Who was it?
Oh, I remember it was, if you can say it. I don't know if you can say it, right? Yeah. Oh, it was River Island.
Oh, was it River Island?
I'm pretty sure it's in my stories. Oh, my highlights. I'm pretty sure it was, yeah.
I can't remember. I blocked it out. Blocked out.
But yeah, that's the same with me. Yeah, because that's the first time I heard of you as well.
We're going to talk about your dream dinner party today.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
I really struggle thinking of guests. I don't know why. I've got some in mind, so we'll see.
I feel like every time I see you, we laugh a lot, so I feel like there could be some laughing in this one.
Yep.
Do you like to host? Like, do you like having people round? Is that your vibe?
Honestly, I don't think I ever have. I don't think lockdown helped, but I'm a homebody. Like, I stay at home. I'm trying to be out more. Like, last year I did a bit more. This year I'm definitely going to try a lot more to be just outside and do more. But in terms of hosting, I don't really host. If anything, I'll just meet up at like a mutual place or a restaurant to meet and hang out with people, but I don't host at home, to be honest.
Don't have people over?
No, not really. Yeah, literally, if I'm home, I just want to chill. I'd rather go out and meet someone and then know that when I'm home and I'm just chill.
Are you going to be hosting your dream dinner party, or do you want someone else to host it?
I would host it, but I wouldn't host it at home. So I'd probably hire out like a dining room or like a private room of a restaurant or something. So that's a bit more mutual. And yeah, I'll probably do that.
Yeah, nice. Anywhere specific that comes to mind, or you just want a separate space?
Just a separate space, to be honest. Even if it's not necessarily a restaurant, just a cool venue that can double as a sort of event space.
Yeah, nice. I mean, there's loads of those. There's loads of those in London. I can give you some. Do you like doing something with a table?
Yeah, I've done a little bit of tablescaping here and there. If I'm doing shoots for like my shop or things like that, I would keep it very minimal. Probably like whites and beiges, and then maybe go like full on color with like flowers or something, rather than having like super colorful plates and whatever else. Like, just keep it very gold cutlery, beiges and whites, and then pops of color with flowers, probably
clean, minimal.
Yeah, because also the food itself is going to be quite colorful, so you don't want to have it clashing a bit too much. So
nice blank canvas. I like it when the food's the like star of the show as well.
I love colorful food. Yeah, 100%.
Do you have any flowers in mind? Would you have a favorite go-to?
I like peonies. Peonies are nice. Yeah, mixed in with. Thing is, I know how they look. I'm just really bad at flower names, so I could be like the white one.
No judgment.
One. Yeah, but I know you probably know like every single flower and type, but from what I know the name of, I would say peonies. Yeah, and there's this one.
Actually, I'm impressing you for the other names.
I can't remember what it's called, but it's when they're delivered, they're always delivered like in a little water. If the stem is in a little water cap,
like
it's like a waxy
an anthurium, like the plastic looking one.
Yes, those ones. I like those ones, especially with like ombre, like a pinky greeny. Those are cool.
Yeah, I love those ones. I actually saw like there's someone that I follow on Instagram called, I think they're called like House of Stems or something, and they like ombre them like with.
They spray it
and then they do like really fun like glittery ones and like ombre shiny ones.
Oh wait,
and, like,
is that I think I saw them, your like, stories today. Is that what you posted on your stories? No, they look cool. I was okay, that makes sense, because I was like, is that a natural flower? I was so confused, but that makes sense.
The flower is, but then they just
but I mean the actual effect, I was like, there's no way that's real. That looks that makes sense.
People ask me if they're real, those flowers, and I'm like, yeah, they are. They don't look real, but they are. So we're going like clean, simple table, quite minimal, maybe some peonies, some color in the flowers, but we're leaving a lot of space for food.
Oh, 100%. Gotcha.
Okay, guess, who are you having?
One dead. I am going to go for one of my favourite singers. It's super random. It's a singer called Minnie Riperton. She sang Loving You. That's probably like her most like well-known song. She passed away at age of, she's like 31 or something, from cancer. Because she achieved so much in the years that she was alive. Like her active years were maybe like 10, 15 years in terms of like solo. But she did so much. She's very underrated, in my opinion. So I would like to have her ask her loads of questions. Just ask her loads of questions. Just want to...
Is there anything specific you would ask her?
Probably how she stayed motivated, maybe, like, because she knew for so long she was ill. Yeah, she stayed so motivated. She was still releasing music. She was married. She had kids. She had her family, like, all this stuff. She was still able to balance all of this. So, yeah, I'd probably ask her questions about how she was able to really, like, handle.
How do you do it?
Literally, and knowing also that she was going to, like, pass away in that sense, because she knew she was ill and she knew it was terminal. Yeah, she was still, top of her game, so... I'll probably have her,
I'd be like, I'm not doing anything.
Literally.
I have no motivation.
Because you know, it's just like, a part of you is like, is there any point? But then also, there's a part of you like, you want to still do so much before it's too late sort of thing. So,
Okay, that's your dad. Alive?
I'll go for Viola Davis.
Nice.
She's one of my favourite actresses. Yeah, she just seems really, really cool. She's experienced a lot, so it would be cool to hear a lot of her stories, who she's worked with, and... Yeah, just think she's gone through, and it'll be really cool to talk to her.
Yeah, I feel like she'd have good chat as well.
Oh yeah, I could talk to her about anything, to be honest. And it would be a fun conversation.
Okay, and fictional. This is always my favorite.
Okay, this one I didn't need to think about, and straight away there's a show.
I'm so excited.
On Netflix called Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Have you heard of it?
No.
Oh, okay, fine. Well, there's a show called Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, and there's this character called Titus. When I say he's probably one of the funniest characters you'll ever watch. Yeah, it has to be him. His full name is so extra. His full name is Titus Andromedon. Don't ask me what that means, because I do not know. He is absolutely hilarious. He's my profile on Netflix, like my profile pic on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, that is such a good question to ask people.
Oh, what, their Netflix profile? Yeah. He's mine. Yeah, I mean, the show's ended now, but I will literally rewatch the show and the same episode specifically. Just to watch him. He is he's so funny.
What's the premise of the show?
It's by who created it? Tina Fey created it, and it's the, do you know in The Office, the I can't remember her name, the redhead in The Office.
Yeah.
But I can't remember her name, but she's the lead in the show. And she basically was not, I don't say kidnapped, but she was sort of coerced into this, into thinking it was the end of the world. And so her with like three other women were kept in this bunker for like years, thinking that everyone else above ground had died. And then they eventually realized that this guy was some weird, like a kidnapper, basically, told them that the whole world had ended when it hadn't. And so she's trying to now get back into reality.
Oh my God,
and moves
wild.
To New York. I know. I moved to New York to try to just come to terms with her whole life, basically, or most of her life being a lie. And so then she meets Titus, who becomes her roommate, and he's just flamboyant and just over the top. Okay. And yeah, very different to her. But yeah, he's hilarious.
Okay, I need to watch this. Adding to list.
It's a crazy show. Yeah, it's finished. You can watch all the seasons. I think it's like three or four seasons. Okay. Maybe three.
That's good, because I hate it when you're like midway through and then you have to wait. I'm too impatient. Do you watch Love is Blind?
I've watched a tiny bit of the season. I don't really watch reality TV, but my sister loves reality TV, so I watched a little bit with her. So I might know what you're talking about.
They started doing this like annoying thing on Netflix where, especially, they always do it with Love is Blind, where like they only release like certain episodes and then you have to wait 14 days for the reunion. And I'm like, I need the reunion now.
Yeah, it's very annoying. I love the lockdown when they just gave us everything at once, because I'm not, yeah, like even with like say like Bridgerton, what's part one, part two? Just release it, please. Like, don't, yeah. Part one, part two.
Or you
so
have
annoying.
To like either have self control at the beginning and you go, I'm not gonna start it until it's all there. Or you have no self control and then you like kick yourself in the middle.
Because
you've got to wait.
So annoying.
That's so funny. I'm gonna start asking people what their Netflix picture is. That's so funny. Because our family, like in my family, we always change each other's. So like every time we go on Netflix, like it's something else, and it's always like the ugliest character. And you're like, cool.
Well, my sister picked my one on Disney. She gave me Baby Yoda. So yeah.
What do you feel like the vibe would be?
Yeah, it's a good question. Actually, thinking of them all, they're very different. Titus would be very like OTT. He'd probably be fangirling over Viola Davis as well, to be honest, because he was very into theatre and acting. He was an aspiring actor, so he wanted to do all that. So he'd probably be fangirling a lot about Viola. And then Minnie would probably be very chill at first, but then maybe open up as the night progresses, maybe. Mm. But I think she would be the chillest out of everyone, to be fair. Yeah.
Good. It'd take her a little while to come out of her shell. What music are you going to be listening to?
I listen to everything, but a 70s playlist. Probably a 70s playlist. Realized that not a lot of music, but a good portion of the music I listen to is, this genre is called yacht rock. I didn't know that was a thing, but it's like Hall & Oates and Ambrosia, like this, the sort of like, it's not rock, but it's not like disco. It's a bit, it's just a bit of, yeah, like Doobie Brothers, Kenny Loggins sort of vibe, but then mixing in with a bit of like disco, maybe with, like Chic or Marvin Gaye or something, like just
I love that,
just vibe, but nothing too like loud, because it's dinner party, so you want to obviously hear each other and but still be vibing.
You could have it like escalate a bit more throughout the night.
Yeah. But you still want to be able to have a conversation and not be shouting over each other and whatever else. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you been listening to your, I can't remember what it's called, your like your day list on Spotify?
Like daily mix?
Yeah, so it like gives you a daily mix and it like gives it a name. It's and funny. It really cracked me out.
No, I didn't know. Wait, what? They give you a name?
It recommends for the certain time of day based on what you usually listen to at that time of day.
Oh, I didn't know. I knew there was daily mix one, but not a time of day one. Oh, I didn't know that. I need to look at that.
Like mine this morning was called like House Party Doof Doof.
What?
And I was like,
okay, I need to, is this
Wednesday?
Wednesday?
It's a Wednesday morning vibe.
I had no idea this is a thing, because I've only seen like just daily mix. That's all I've seen.
So there's now a thing called Daylist where you can like, it's like based on what you listen to. It's jokes. Go and have a look. Okay, so we've got the playlist, we've got the guests, everybody's arrived. What are you gonna serve?
So it's gonna be family style. I like the idea of family style because it makes you interact with people a bit more. You pass them plates. Can you pass the broccoli? Can you pass whatever? Because it's family style, probably go for like a good pasta dish. Good pasta dish with some sides, like some veg, like I love broccoli, a good salad.
Any specific salad that would be like your go-to?
Not a specific salad, but Yeah, probably with some lettuce, some sun-dried tomatoes, some peppers, maybe some like, maybe even some broccoli in the salad, to be honest, like a sort of ottolenghi style sort of salad. Because I'm not a fan, I'm weird, I don't like raw tomatoes. So I only like tomatoes if it's like on pizza or in a sauce. Raw tomatoes in a sandwich salad, I don't know.
Not into it.
I'm like that with a lot of foods, it's really weird. Like I like the flavour, but I won't like the texture. Mushrooms. I love the flavour, but I don't like the texture.
Is the mushrooms one like you like them cooked and you don't like them raw, or you just don't like them at all but you like the flavour? Oh,
do you have mushrooms raw? Can you have mushrooms raw?
My sister eats mushrooms raw all the time.
Interesting. Oh. I mean, I've never actually tried them raw, to be fair. The texture probably is different, but it's the texture. So like, say I can have a mushroom soup, but that's all blended. A mushroom risotto, I'll pick up the mushrooms and just eat the risotto.
We need the flavour.
Yeah, I'm like that with textures, like egg yolk, don't like egg yolk. Powdery, it's a weird texture, I like it.
I have that with egg white sometimes, if it's like not.
It's a bit slimy.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. No, like.
My fried egg has to be crispy.
No, that bit's a bit too wobbly.
Oh, flip that. Runny egg yolk is...
Oh, I like runny egg yolk. Okay, so we're doing pasta.
Yeah, maybe like a sort of Mediterranean style vibe. A good salad, some good sides, maybe some potatoes, a good veg mix. Yeah, maybe a couple of pasta dishes. A good meat maybe as well. Side, like a lamb or something.
What pastas would you have? Oh yeah, lamb.
I don't know butcher names, so I'm not going to say it. But it's tomatoes with like pancetta.
Okay.
It's very simple, but it's really good. I'm a Chichiana. I'm so sorry.
I do. I'm not going to so try it.
If I butchered that, I'm so sorry, but it sounds right in my head. But yeah, some burrata on top as well.
You have to do the thing where you like go on YouTube and ask them to pronounce
it. Literally. Yeah, top it with some burrata, maybe a bit of pesto. Yeah. Some basil, nice. Some colour.
Okay.
So it's not all red, yeah.
Yeah, nice. Are you having a... We skip starter. Are you having a starter? Or are you just going straight for...
Like a fish dish, like a scallop, a nice scallop starter, or crispy squid, something like that. Yeah. It's probably a fish dish, yeah.
Also, scallops, you can like nice looking, like dinner party vibe, isn't it?
They're expensive, and in some London restaurants are expensive though.
Yeah, they are really expensive. It's hard to justify when you're like,
literally. I won't say the name because I don't think it's come for me, but I went to a restaurant and it, no lie, it was like 20, how much is it, £22 a single scallop. I mean, because they called it like, I think they said it was like a king scallop or something. They made it seem big.
No, they were like, this is not just a regular scallop.
It was maybe a tiny bit bigger than normal scallop, but for £22, it just said it tastes like salt and pepper.
Have you ever been back?
No, it was my first and only time. To be fair, we went just because we wanted to see what the hype was about. But in our opinion, it wasn't worth the hype. So I'll tell you where it was.
You know where it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh man. Yeah.
I love that you're scared someone's gonna come for you.
No, because I know there's, I'm sure people like the restaurants. I don't want to, yeah, no.
Restaurant can be great, but like it's sometimes hard to justify.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of places that people say are amazing, in my opinion, are overrated. But I would never say it because I don't want people to come for me.
Not about that. Okay.
So we're having squid, some sort of fish dish for starter, yeah.
Nice. And then something like sharing situation, pasta, salad, side for main. Gorgeous. What are you drinking?
I'm not a huge drinker, but I will drink here and there. But if I do, it has to be something sweet, preferably fruity. So like I don't know, mango tropical daiquiri or a nice like mojito, something a bit sweet. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cocktails. Okay. And then dessert.
Well, desserts.
This is your time to shine.
It's gonna be very underwhelming, not joking.
It'd be really funny if you just went, I'm not really a big dessert gal.
I'll do a whole display, probably. So it'll be like a mix of desserts, similar to like a family style, but more like an afternoon tea. So it's like just a spread, and then you can just pick and choose what you want. So something a bit chocolatey, like a brownie, a bit tart, like a lemon tart, something a bit more traditional, like a creme brulee, sort of like mini style. So it's not, you can have a bit of everything without feeling too guilty. Yeah, I'll probably do like a sort of afternoon tea style dessert with a variety of desserts. People can have a bit of everything.
Are you more of a sweet person than a savoury person?
Oh yeah, 100%.
So have you always loved like baking and making desserts? And
when I was younger, I actually wanted to be a chef, like in a restaurant, like savoury foods. But then when I got older, I didn't like the environment. Not gonna lie, I did like agency work where, so that meant I was like doing shifts here and there to like as a cover, and so I got to work at a lot of different restaurants around London, which was good for the experience, but also it made me realize I did not want to work in the savory side. I wanted to do pastries or bakery, something a bit slower, a bit calmer. I think any job in a restaurant is probably quite intense, but the bakery is a bit more chill. So that's when I was like, yeah, I don't want to do that. Like, to the point where people are like screaming at people. I'm like, this isn't productive. Like, I don't know how anyone can work it like this. It's not for me.
Yeah, I've heard some stories and it can be wild, I think. Depends where you work, but yeah, long hours too.
I've got sweet tooth, so 100% sweets.
What's your favourite thing that you make?
Something I make. Well, I don't make them actually because they can be tricky, but I do love macarons. I've got a love-hate relationship with making them because one time it will work and then the next time it won't. So it's a bit annoying, but I do love eating them. They're really good. And you can have different flavours and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, what flavour would you go for?
Pistachio. Anything pistachio.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything pistachio. Or maybe salted caramel. I like Ladurée's macarons. They're good. Expensive, but they're good.
Yeah, expensive, but a treat.
100%.
Are you having different drinks with dessert? Anything? Sticking with the cocktails all the way through?
Yeah, I don't know if this is... Well, it's not controversial, but I don't like wine.
Fair.
I don't have the palate for it, I should say, because I don't get it. A lot of like wines, champagnes, prosecco. I don't get it. Maybe because it's not sweet enough. I've had some sweet wines and they're actually nice, so it just depends on the sweetness of it, but I just find them
I'm the opposite. I really dislike a dessert wine but love a wine.
I've had a port with dessert and that's not too bad. When it comes to others, I just don't get the love of champagne and prosecco. And literally, like when you go to like a Boston's brunch and the only option is like orange juice or prosecco, and I'm like,
yeah,
there's no in between. Like,
yeah, orange juice, prosecco, or orange juice and prosecco.
Oh, what's that drink called?
Like a Bellini.
Oh, Bucks Fizz. Yeah.
Bellini's different. Bellini's like champagne.
It's like peach.
And yeah. So are you gonna have any entertainment?
I mean, Titus is the entertainment, to be honest. He'll probably go up and sing a song for everyone, maybe do a monologue, because he's that sort of person. After this, because you're gonna be thinking like it doesn't make sense, but if you just see even if you go to YouTube and just type in like Titus,
I'll watch a clip,
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt scenes, like you will get it straight away. He's a lot, but he's hilarious, so yeah.
Do you think he'd be into the dessert situation? What would you be like trying to feed him?
Oh yeah, he would have a bit of everything. He's got a major sweet tooth. Like, there's an episode, it's gonna sound crazy, but there's an episode and he eats mayonnaise out of the jar just by itself. He just eats mayonnaise. To the point where he mistakes his toes for candies. So yeah. He's a bit wild.
It's an interesting one, eating mayo out of the...
I love mayonnaise, but that's too much. Like, just spoonfuls of mayonnaise, can't do it.
Mayo with something, unbelievable.
Yes, mayo chips or something in a burger.
Makes me feel a bit like, sick.
Yeah, uh-uh. That's way too much.
Maybe that's the how it does that.
Yeah, I'll give you the episode. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll give you the episode. And yeah, you'll get it straight away.
Through your dream dinner party situation. We've done sweet or savoury. Definitely sweet. What's something you always have in your cupboard, like your kitchen cupboard?
No, I'll say it. Indomie noodles. It's like a ramen. Yeah, chicken flavoured ramen is the closest thing. It's from like Nigeria, like a lot of African countries have it. But yeah. Or rice pudding.
What's your takeaway of choice?
That's tricky. Probably Chinese.
What's your Chinese order?
Always get sweet and sour chicken, egg fried rice, all special fried rice, but I tend to go egg fried rice. Shredded chili. Shredded beef. Some spring rolls. Yeah, some spring rolls. Vegetable, not duck.
Have you got a good Chinese near you?
There's one I always order called what's it called, Mei Mei Wok. It's in like Frinzy Park area. I always order from them. Or I get Three Uncles. They do good crispy pork. They're in Camp. You never heard of Three Uncles?
No.
They're in Camden. They've got a couple, but they're in Camden. That's my closest one. And it'll just be a bowl with rice, pak choy, and then I always get crispy pork, and then their ginger and spring onion like sauce with it.
Yeah. Okay. Adds to list. We'll be hitting them up. What?
So sorry. I'm not even expecting anything. I'm so sorry. 1 second.
Oh, I've received all my deliveries today.
My bad.
Sorry. What's your go-to snack?
Oh, popcorn.
Sweet or salty?
I used to be salty, but it just... I don't know what... Well, I don't know if anyone else said this. When I have salty popcorn, it makes my mouth feel really weird. Because the amount I have... Like, when you go to cinema... It just makes your mouth feel really weird. So, sweet is... I used to do sweet and salty, but sweet.
No, I like the sweet and salty. I feel like the problem with sweet and salty is that there's you never stop because you're always, like, going to stop. And then you're like, ooh, a sweet bit. And then you're like, ooh, a salty bit. And then I'm like, oh, I've eaten so much.
No, it's true, because the times I've got it, and they'll literally just put salt and then sweet on top. And I'm like, there's no mix.
You need to, like, almost get a second container and, like...
Yeah. So just a little switch yourself.
Yeah, no, I like a sweet and salty, or like eating like chocolate and salty popcorn at the same time. That's delicious.
Like a cube of chocolate?
Like, or I used to eat like M&Ms and salty popcorn.
Oh, you like put it in the pop? I can't do that. I'm not going to lie. I don't. Mm-mm.
But it's just like sweet and salty popcorn, but like another level.
Because they do that in cinemas. Like they can put like M&Ms and like just different Smarties or whatever in your popcorn.
We'll do a couple more. What are your top three spices?
Spices?
If you could like, or like herbs and spices, if you could only have three.
I don't even know. What's the go-to that I always... Probably thyme. I use that in like pasta dishes and all that. Spices. Cinnamon. I'll say cinnamon. Baking especially. It's always good to put cinnamon in your bakes. Maybe like a paprika?
Yeah. Paprika's a good one. I think I would pick paprika. If you could only eat one country's cuisine for the rest of your life, what would it be?
My country, Nigeria.
What's your favourite thing?
Pounded yam with okra and like a red stew. Probably any sort of pounded yam sort of dish. It's like a doughy texture, and then you like dip it in different sauces and all that.
Is that something you would make?
I can make it. I just choose not to.
Is there somewhere specific you would go to get it?
Yes, there's a stall in Holloway, in the market there, called Tasty African. 10 out of 10. She knows me very well on delivery. I'd say like every other week I would order from there. It's very good. Because I can't make it. I just choose not to. Yeah, my mum always made, just a variety of dishes. I can't handle spice too much, like heat. So she would tame it down a little bit for us, but Nigerian food was, yeah, very big in my childhood for sure.
So it's like, is it like still nostalgic when you have it?
It depends on the dish. If I haven't had the certain dish in a while, but I tend to always get the same sort of thing. So like a jollof rice or, yeah, something, some sort of soup dish.
I think we've done plenty of those. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast. It was so fun to chat.
Yeah. This is my second podcast I've ever done.
Yeah. Second podcast ever. I'll take that. No, so fun. Thank you so much. What have you got on for the rest of the day? Back to the kitchen?
I'm in the kitchen right now, actually. Pick up my car because I'm an adult and I had to get my MOT done.
Do you want to let people know where they can find you if they don't follow you on socials already, or if they want to come and buy your delicious goods?
Yeah, so I am Dee's Basement, at Dee's Basement on all platforms, Dees Basement. I'm on TikTok, I'm on Instagram, I'm on YouTube. I have low-key had an account for over a year. I just haven't actually told anyone, so I'm telling you guys now. I'm on YouTube. More videos are coming soon.
Accountability.
Literally, I've got so many videos I need to edit. It's not even funny. I still do postals here and there, more seasonal times of year. So check my socials or my website for postals. I do a variety of postal products across the UK. And yeah, stay tuned for more to come.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Tables to Talk About. If you enjoyed it, I'd absolutely love if you would subscribe and leave us a review. It really helps people find us and allows me to get the absolute best guests that I can for you. If we've inspired you to get hosting and you fancy yourself some playful tableware, or you need help setting the scene for an upcoming event, you can follow us at Studio Dine on socials or check out our website studiodine.com for more. I'll see you next time.